You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, kids, you know what time it is? And if you know what that came from, why, you're probably as old as we are. It's time now, as we start our second hour, for what we call Deals and Steals with none other than Mr. Tom Parsons of bestfares.com. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Well, good morning.
How are you this day?
Depends on what time of day I feel like it is right now, I guess, right?
So, anyway. Yeah, I'm sure you'll focus on it at some point before the sun goes down.
I know.
What's going on?
Let's see. Well, the good news is we are almost in July, and that means we're about less than 60 days from now. We'll start seeing, I mean, 60 days, probably less than 60 days from now, we'll start seeing airfares that will make sense. Now,
good.
I have to make sure they're still there today. They were there yesterday, and we put out an email last night on this. I'm not sure if you saw that yet, but we had airfares
going to Europe.
Yeah, and then some of those were. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is, it's not every U.S. cities. It was some special gateways. It was Delta Airlines, and there is a chance that American might get involved in this later. But from some cities like London, Dallas to London was. Well, most of the airlines in July and August wanted as much as $1,500 for London, and we could have got it yesterday for $835. So I'm on $835 in July and August.
That's not bad for July. That's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they also had Barcelona for $725 in July.
Wow.
Now, so there's about, I think we there was still about over 175 cities we saw reasonable airfares to Europe this week, but those were the ones that really stood out and that you can go in July. And I'm sure,
are those the only two destinations that you're talking about?
No, we had a list of about 20. Here's the whole thing, though. You may live in St. Louis, and St. Louis to London still selling for $1,400, $1,500. Then you have to decide: can I get to Charlotte? Can I get to I think Raleigh was another city. I think Dallas, and there was one other. Oh, Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona also had it was $900 out of Phoenix, which is still about $600 cheaper than it is out of L.A. So $150 over from L.A. to Phoenix, then over to London, you get yourself, you know, about $400 savings. The same thing, Dallas, if you live in Austin. Or if you live in San Antonio, you can drive here, or Oklahoma, so you can drive to Dallas, and or you can just pay $150 in airfare and do the same thing. So there's ways to beat the system in Europe. So we just did a whole bunch of charts, and the reason for it, the average airfare to London, I mean not to London, but to Europe this year is probably running in the 1500s, if you're lucky, up to maybe $2,000.
I've been looking for like 2 days every possible way that I could to get, you know, a great fare to Europe, but
they ain't there.
They're not there yet.
For what month?
Well, it was for the 1st of July, but now it's been switched to October, so we can kind of wait around a little bit.
Yeah, well, October, actually, there's a lot of cities going, so just depends on where you're going. I still think you may have to look at a different gateway.
Into Paris.
Last time I checked, London is not far from Paris, and that was another thing.
Tunnel train's a great ride.
You know, and we also talked about that in our story. We looked at, we looked at Seattle to Paris, and I think that was the story we put out in this. Yeah, it was yesterday. Seattle to Paris was going for like $1,800. In July and August, and we found Barcelona for about $900 and some. I think it was $980. And I said, "Look, you can fly to Barcelona, or you may just want to change your destination for $1,000. And if you got a family of four, that's $4,000. But either way you look at it, you can drive from Barcelona, which they can take you about 9 hours. You can take a train or." We found also a round-trip airfare on Air France for $193. So you can get two great cities in Europe, still cheaper than you could do that, and still have about $2,000 or $3,000 in the pocket. So just because your city's not on sale, just like here in the United States, doesn't mean you have to fly the pairs directly from the United States if you can find a nearby city that's on sale. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why they call it bestfares.com, Sue.
You could take the train, too, once you got over to Europe.
Yeah.
Tom figures it out. Now, to get these emails you mentioned, and I think you've got some Twitter blasts and stuff, how do people do that, and does it cost them anything?
Yeah, it costs them about a minute. And then after that, we give you a couple. Every time we write a new story, it usually goes out on Twitter and Facebook, and then our emails usually come out two or three times. We just had too much stuff going on this week that we couldn't get three out this week. We really wanted to get three out. And matter of fact, yesterday when those airfares started breaking, we started to rethink the title, rethink the story, rethink this. And this is why we're doing it on the fly, and it cost us another 2 hours. But we really thought getting those new airfares to Barcelona, Madrid, and also to London out there was very important. And so we just slowed things down a little bit, rewrote it. And I don't think I even gave the okay for the email until like 4:35 yesterday. So that's very unusual to go out that late. We were planning to go out at about 11 yesterday. And then certain things started popping. Also, luckily, I had to go somewhere. Couldn't review the email, so... it was probably everybody's luck that I was waiting, because I came back and I kept on saying, this doesn't jive. And all of a sudden I go, oops, this is a fair war. So, we're in the comedy.
And that's not something that the airlines in particular are going to send you any email about either. You got to go out and find them. So bestfares.com is the place to find them.
No, I doubt very much Delta put an email on this. Okay, because as they did, they would definitely, if you think about the cities I just mentioned, by the way, I want you to think about it. I said Dallas, there were some deals out of Miami. I'm not sure why the one Boston was there. I think Boston, Barcelona was dirt cheap, too.
And Boston to Madrid was $750.
Wow.
July 17th through the 24th.
Right. And I just looked at Dallas to London right now for the month of July. So those airfares I just talked about. In my email, by the way, I did use something very important. I said, this is a snooze, you lose alert, and these things could fly away at the moment's notice. So they went away sometime this morning, early. So they're gone.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't gone to all the cities yet, but the Dallas...
Well, Istanbul was another one, Tom, that you had listed that looked pretty good.
Yeah, if you click on that bottom link, you'll see a whole bunch of... you'll see about 175 other cities that those do go away. All right?
Bestfares.com. You can load that up on your computer while we take a break. That's Tom Parsons of Bestfares.com. He's the Grand Fromage. He founded it. He's the president. He's the chief cook and bottle washer and pays the bills for him. He's got a busy job. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more travel great deals with Tom. Our email is kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. 390,000 views on our YouTube site, youtube.com/kevinandsuetravel. This is the Travel Planner Show.